Welcome to this beginner Ableton Live 12 lesson on pad modulation with breakbeat surgery in the atmosphere zone of drum and bass production. Today we're going to build something that does a lot more than just sit in the background. We're making a moving atmospheric pad that breathes with the drums, supports the groove, and helps your arrangement feel intentional. Indeed, NB, that's a big deal. Atmosphere is not just decoration, it's part of the energy design of the track. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a dark, wide, evolving pad that works with a chopped breakbeat instead of fighting it. We'll keep it beginner-friendly, using stock Ableton devices, simple automation, and a few smart mixing moves to keep the low end clean. Let's jump in. First, set your project tempo to 174 BPM. That's the classic DNB sweet spot, and it gives us a good starting point whether you're going for roller vibes, jungle energy, or a darker halftime to drop transition. Create three tracks for now. One MIDI track for the pad, one audio track for the breakbeat, and one extra track for bass, even if you're not writing the bass yet. This just helps you think like a full arrangement from the start. Drop in a 4-bar or 8-bar breakbeat loop and make sure it has a clear snare on beats 2 and 4. That will help you hear how the pad interacts with the groove. For this lesson, choose a section of your track like an intro or a pre-drop area. That's where atmospheric pads usually shine, because they create anticipation. Now let's build the pad. On your pad track, load Wavetable. If you're newer to sound design, Wavetable is a great choice because it can sound polished and wide without a live effort. Start with a soft saw-style sound or gentle Wavetable that already feels smooth. Set oscillator 1 to something soft and warm. Then add oscillator 2, slightly detuned, to thicken it up a bit. Keep the unison modest, maybe 2 to 4 voices max. You want width, not a huge blurry cloud. Now shape the envelope. Give it a slow attack, somewhere around 80 to 300 milliseconds, so the pad fades in gently instead of hitting abruptly. Set the release fairly long, around 2 to 6 seconds, so the notes can wash out and feel atmospheric. Next, use the filter to darken it. A low-pass filter is your friend here. Start with a cutoff fairly closed, maybe somewhere between 200 Hz and 2 kHz depending on how murky or open you want it. Keep the resonance low to moderate so the pad doesn't get whistly or harsh. Now let's make it bigger. Add chorus ensemble after the synth. Keep the amount subtle, around 10 to 25%. This is just to spread the sound out and give it a little more life. Then add reverb. Use a longer decay, maybe 4 to 8 seconds, but don't overdo the wet signal. A little goes a long way in drum and bass, because the drums already carry a lot of energy and space. At this point, your pad should already feel like an atmosphere, but we're not done yet, because the low end needs to be protected. This is one of the biggest beginner wins in DNB. High-pass your pad so it doesn't fight the kick and sub. Add EQ 8 and cut the low end aggressively. A good starting point is somewhere between 120 and 250 Hz, depending on how dense the arrangement is. If the pad sounds muddy, dip a bit around 250 to 500 Hz too. That area can get crowded fast. If the top end feels harsh, gently tame the upper mids around 2.5 to 5 kHz. If you want a bit more air, you can lift the top slightly to above 8 or 10 kHz, but be careful. In DNB, too much brightness can make the snare and hats lose their impact. Keep this in mind. If the pad sounds amazing soloed but disappears in the mix, that might actually be perfect. Atmosphere in drum and bass often works best as felt energy, not as a foreground lead. Now let's add movement. Drop an auto filter and set it to a low pass mode. This is where the pad starts to feel alive. The goal is not to sweep randomly. The goal is to make the pad open and close in a way that follows the phrase. Start with a cutoff fairly low, then automate it over 8 or 16 bars. You can open it slowly during the intro, brighten it a bit before the drop, and then pull it back down when the drums and bass hit. That contrast is what creates tension. If you want extra motion, you can lightly automate the reverb wetness, the pad volume, or even a touch of saturation. But remember, small moves are usually better than huge ones. A 5 to 10% change can sound more musical than a massive sweep. If you have Max for live and want to use an LFO, you can experiment with that too. But honestly, for beginners, manual automation in arrangement view is often the better choice, because it forces you to think musically. Now comes the breakbeat surgery part. Take your break and start editing it so the pad has room to breathe. You can either slice the break to a new MIDI track or keep it as audio and cut it manually. Since this is a beginner lesson, simple manual editing is totally fine. Listen for the main snare hits. Those are the anchor points. Then look for places where the pad is entering or opening up. Create little gaps around those moments if needed. Keep the ghost notes and fills if they help the groove, but don't be afraid to remove a few pieces if they're cluttering the atmosphere. Use warp if the break needs to lock to the project tempo. And if you're cutting audio manually, make sure your cuts are clean. Add short crossfades so you don't get clicks. A really effective DNB pattern is to keep the first four bars fairly simple, then add more edits in bars 5 to 8, then increase the density a bit more, and finally strip things back again before the transition. That kind of progression makes the whole section feel alive. Now let's make the pad respond to the break rather than just float over it. This is the key musical step. The pad should react to the drum phrasing. So if a fill is coming, open the filter a little before it. If the break gets busier, dip the pad volume slightly so it doesn't crowd the snare crack. Then when the groove resets, bring the pad back fuller. Think of it like call and response. The drums say something and the atmosphere answers. Try automating the auto filter cutoff, pad volume, and maybe the reverb dry slash wet. For example, you could keep the cutoff darker in bars 1 through 4, open it more in bars 5 through 8, dip the volume slightly right before a snare fill, and then pull the filter back down at the drop for contrast. That simple movement can make a huge difference. Suddenly the track feels arranged, not just looped. Now for a very useful trick. Resampling. Once your pad motion feels good, consider printing it to audio. Solo the pad, create a new audio track, set the input to resampling, and record a few bars. Now you've got a piece of audio with a movement baked in. Why is that useful? Because now you can reverse little sections, cut out one beat swells, fade in only the tail, or place a reversed pad right before a snare hit. That's a classic darker DNB move. It gives you tension without needing a giant riser. And now the final check, balance. Even if the bass line isn't written yet, mix the pad like it has to coexist with a sub and a res. Keep asking yourself, does the snare still punch through? Does the kick stay clear? Is the pad getting too loud in the mid-range? Does it widen the track without stealing focus? Use utility if you want to compare how the pad feels in mono versus stereo. Also, be careful not to drown the whole thing in reverb. If the break is already roomy, too much reverb can smear the rhythm and weaken the groove. A good rule for DNB atmospheres is this: if the pad feels huge in solo but still makes the beat feel better in context, you're probably on the right track. Let's quickly recap. Build the pad with stock Ableton instruments. Use EQ8 to keep the low end clean. Use auto filter automation to create movement. Edit the break so the pad has rhythmic space. Keep the atmosphere wide, dark, and controlled. And always let the drums, especially the snare, stay in charge of the groove. Here are a few extra pro tips while you're working. Think in layers, not just one sound. A body layer and an air layer can give you way more control. Keep the body steadier and let the air layer move more. That's a really nice advanced approach, even for beginners. Automate less than you think you need to. Tiny changes often sound more musical. Check the pad at low volume. If it still feels good quietly, that usually means the frequency balance is right. And if you want a stronger transition, try a reverse pad tail before a snare hit, or mute the pad for a half bar and let the break land harder. Contrast is everything. Here's a quick practice challenge for you. Open a new live set at 174 BPM. Build a simple dark pad with wavy double. Add EQ8. Auto filter, and reverb. Load a 4-bar breakbeat loop. High pass the pad above 150 to 200 Hz. Automate the filter from dark to brighter over 4 or 8 bars. Cut one small section of the break, so the pad can breathe before a snare hit. If you have time, resample the pad into audio. Then listen back with just the pad and break and ask yourself one question. Does it feel like they're breathing together? If yes, then you've nailed the core idea. That's the lesson. You've now got the tools to build atmospheric pads that actually support a DNB arrangement, instead of just sitting on top of it. Keep it dark, keep it moving, and let the breakbeat guide the energy.